This is a podcast from Rover.
It's pretty cold right around the country. A lot of the country, depending where you are, you'll be waking up to some frosts, even in Auckland and some sheltered areas.
I'm looking at the place that has the highest temperature today is actually Gisborne, and it's 9 degrees. Actually, strangely enough, it's Dunedin. Dunedin's got some wind, so it's keeping it warmer today, a high of 10.
It's keeping it warmer, yeah.
In Culverton right now, it's -8.4.
Oh, just hearing that gives me goosebumps.
I know. Do you find you guys get really sore shoulders as well? Because I find myself, you tend to hunch up your shoulders a lot more when it's cold. And you go, why is my neck and shoulders so sore?
Is that like a caveman thing? We used to have to do it back in the day. Like
tensing up, yeah. I feel like an All Black, just no neck, just shoulders and then head.
Like Frank Bunce or something, yeah.
So this morning, you've probably heard about this, but we're facing an electricity shortfall. So between the hours of 7 and 9, you know, the big power companies are saying we need to turn off our devices and switches
as much as we can.
Turn off power, save the grid, they're saying. They said it. I got a text the other night. It was Wednesday night from my power. Well, we were with Electric Kiwi, and they said between 7 and 9 p.m. or whatever it was that evening, they said the grid's looking like it's a little overloaded. Can you just see what you can do? Luckily, I wasn't home that night, so that was fine. I did my part. But then I got it again last night for this morning. How are you at this stage already?
Well, they're blaming the cold snap and low wind generation. There's no wind around the country at the moment.
So we've under-generated power?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn it.
All the water. We're a country surrounded by water. Can they gather that and do something with it?
I saw Lake Benmore still had water in it. We've got Benmore Dam.
Why is it always our fault? Why is it always our fault? It's their job to get the power.
Well, mate,
why is it my fault?
Well, you sound like a kid who's been accused of something.
But I get so sick of this. Every winter it's like, can you turn your jug off, Paul? We didn't think everybody would want a cup of tea during winter.
Keep going high pitch, Paul. Yeah. More high pitch.
Maybe.
Is it my fault?
Maybe.
I can't believe it's my fault.
Okay, maybe we all need to run to the wind turbines and just blow.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, blow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll get a fair bit of wind I could give them.
So we all need to do our part this morning because we need to take this seriously. So what I think we should do is we should broadcast in the dark. So we're turning the lights off.
It's actually much nicer. Oh, beautiful.
It's lovely, isn't it?
That's so much nicer.
Yeah.
You okay, Paul? I can't see you anymore.
my eyes are quite bad, so I'm just feeling where my computer is.
Okay, that's my arm. That's
Everyone's
my arm.
Your hands above the table.
I wonder why my computer screen was so hairy.
Okay, stop it.
This is so weird. It's quite cool, but it's so weird.
Because apparently our lighting situation in New Zealand is terrible. Like, I was reading up this morning, if we all had the proper eco bulbs, we would save in one night the amount of power that Hamilton can generate. The entire
city.
That's how many bad light bulbs are in homes and businesses across the country still.
Charlene, can you feel the chill in the air?
Yeah, I mean, I can a bit.
You're on the North Shore.
I'm sitting here in short sleeves. Yeah.
You're lucky.
I think it's 6 degrees or something.
Yeah, that's cold for Auckland, though, isn't it?
Pretty fresh for Auckland, Charlene.
It is. I actually quite like the Christmas. It kind of makes you feel alive.
A little bit. And more awake too. The heat can make you a bit drowsy. Mm.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on, let's be alive, eh? Let's just chill a bit.
Let's chill a bit. I love it.
Yes.
So all the electricity companies have let us know, whether it's email or text message, to take it easy on the grid this morning. We've turned our lights off and we are all sitting here in the dark, Charlene.
Yeah, that's probably why you can't see us, Charlene.
What have you done this morning to save the grid, Charlene?
Well, to be honest, I'm feeling quite chastised for doing something I have actually had no fault in. I mean, we don't have a heat pump. We don't have underfloor heating. I don't have an HRV.
Yeah, you've actually already done it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. No, you've done well. You've done well. It sounds like a miserable life, but, you know, you've done really well.
Well, I was just saying to Bondi, you should see the husband at the moment. He's still in bed. I'm dressed ready for work. And he's got the blanket pulled over him. He's got a sweatshirt on. His hoodie's pulled up right over his head.
Oh, please.
He's dying for a heat pump.
You really are doing the Lord's work. Well done, mate.
Yeah, thanks,
have
Charlie.
A great weekend, guys. Mary's in Christchurch. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Mary. So at the moment, according to our weather stats. It's minus 5 in Christchurch.
It is a bit brisk.
Yeah, what can you? What are you doing this morning to try and save the grid, regardless of how cold it is?
I've turned off all electric heating, so all the heat pumps and everything, all the kids' heating, all turned off. And lit the fire, closed all the doors in the house that don't need to be open, and the kids are confined to an area where it's all warm and toasty.
Oh,
yeah, lovely. Love that. Lit the fire, closed the doors. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And well done for taking it seriously as well, because I know there are some households that, oh, this doesn't apply to me and we'll just stick as is. So, yeah, appreciate that. Good on you. And have a great weekend, Mary.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, by the way, if your kids don't say it to you. Gosh.
Oh, yes.
Hope it's a bit warmer then.
Go to Parklands. Kim, good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, good morning, guys. Yes, happy Friday from my bed.
I am
languishing.
Love a language.
It's my day off. But I was thinking about how I could save power, and then I went to put the heat pump up a bit. And I see it switched itself off. It's already saving power for me.
It switched off. It's in.
Oh.
It went to sleep. It's like, no, it's actually too cold. Sorry. No.
Yeah, it's 0 degrees in my lounge currently.
Okay.
Well, stay in bed then. Stay in bed, Kim.
Yeah,
I
reckon, eh? I've got to drive to Oxford in an hour.
Oh, my gosh. Well, look.
Yeah, it'll be like minus 10 out there.
Where are you going? Sorry, Oxford, did you say?
Oxford, yeah. I've got to take the dog to the vet at Oxford.
And that's towards the Southern Alps. Oh, good luck.
Yeah. It's cold out there.
Is there any chance that the vet could come to your bed? Maybe just get the dog to come into the bed.
Good idea. Call the vet dog home. Certainly
has. Yeah, good.
Well, Kim, I hope everything goes well at the vet, and please drive safely in those roads because it'll be a bit icy there.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend, Kim. Good on you.
See you later. Yeah, we're getting a lot of text messages. Dave said, sorry, guys, I'd love to turn something off, but I'm currently in the cow shed. On mornings like this, cow poo is so warm.
Oh,
you'd
I would imagine.
Put your hands.
Just holding your hands over it like you're toasting marshmallows.
And they do. Oh. I remember that from when I used to work on a farm with my dad. The cow poo would steam on mornings like this.
Really?
Yeah, it steams. Magic. That's how cold it is outside.
Far out. Well, a big shout out to everyone who is taking this seriously and taking part. Good on you.